Louis for breakfast, and something exciting is coming to Club Foster. We are, of course, talking speed dating, but it's for a really worthwhile cause and something that the Mid-North Coast definitely needs. It is, of course, for the fundraiser for the Great Lakes Women's Shelter, and Trish has come to have a bit of a chat about that. Hello, Trish.
Hello, Lou.
Tell me about this this idea of getting a women's shelter here for the Great Lakes.
Well, it's something that we've been working on for quite a few years. It hasn't happened overnight, but it's something that, in practical terms, Great Lakes women will not want to uproot their children out of school or leave their support network to relocate to Taree. It's like trying to relocate from Sydney to Wollongong.
It's really difficult, and it's such a long way, and the distance is kind of amplified when there's lots of trouble involved. For the women,
absolutely, and you know, it's the government's doing it's their bit through the Going Home, Staying Home initiative, but basically it's not hitting the mark.
You need money.
We need money.
That's what it comes down to. And Club Foster has donated $25,000, which is fantastic. So big ups to Club Foster and the Sporties Tunkara for getting involved for such a something that's vital for the Great Lakes. But you're pushing to get a bit of government support.
Yes, we are. We've got the petitions. We're sort of plugging to, for anyone who hasn't signed the petition over the next couple of weeks, if they could sign that. We want to present over 4,000 signatures to Steve Bromhead in July, the state member. And what we're doing is we're partnering with a group from Sydney called Women's Community Shelters. And if it wasn't for that partnership, we wouldn't be as far down the track as we are. We've already met our first target of $20,000 set up, and they're going to match that with another 20. And we've already raised more than 40 into our second target of 115,000.
That is absolutely amazing. Now, let's talk about speed dating.
Yes.
Leonie has done such an awesome job setting this up. It's going to be a lot
McKinnon,
of fun.
Yes.
Anthony from 2RE, our sister station, will be hosting it. And it's more of a fun night for a fundraiser with a bit of speed dating. That's the kind of feel, yeah?
Yes, and it's people like Leonie from the community who are stepping forward and saying, look, I want to do something to raise funds for the shelter, and this is my idea, what do you think? And it's like, Leonie, you go for it, if that's what you want to do. And she's got so much support already. It's on the 8th of August, as you know, at Club Foster.
Yep.
And again, Club Foster supporting with donating the venue for free. So it's all, this fundraising project is a whole of community endeavour.
That's right, and it's something that I've noticed here on the Mid-North Coast, certainly compared to other areas I've lived in. The community spirit and just the kind of connectedness of the people in the community is brilliant. And as you can tell by the support that you've had for the Great Lakes Women's Shelter, just needs that little push over the line, maybe with a bit of government support. So the petition signing is what you're really looking for.
That's right. And look, you know, really, we've got no doubt that within a couple of years, the government will have to come on board and support us, state and federal.
Mm-hmm. So come on down. You're here today at Club Foster. Where else can we find you if we would like the petition signed?
Oh, the petitions are in shops in Wolf Street, in Tunkara. We'll be at Stockland next week. So look, honestly, it won't take anyone very long to have a look around and find one.
That's what I like about Foster. If you don't know someone who knows something, then you know someone who knows someone who knows
something. That's right. That's
fantastic.
Exactly right.
Trish, thanks so much for coming on, and best of luck with the petition.
You're welcome. Thank you.
It is Louis for breakfast this morning.